It's the 5th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A major egg producer in the Bedford area has vastly improved its quality control standards following the release of a damaging video by an animal rights activist group. Swineshead-based Birdbross Sunny Farm was the target of a five-month investigation by the Animal Justice Project, which revealed disturbing footage back in August. The images showed filthy, overcrowded barns, mistreatment of birds by workers, and dead and decomposing laying hens in unhygienic conditions. The facility has since received £250,000 worth of upgrades to address issues outlined in the recording. A spokesperson for the area supermarket egg supplier said, "We have implemented a robust program of measures to ensure standards of animal welfare at the site far exceed regularity requirements." Absolutely Shabbylass has moved its location from Ampthill to Castle Road in Bedford. Bedford Mayor Tom Wootton attended the reopening over the weekend. The establishment prides itself in its upcycled furniture but also showcases unique art and homeware from local producers. A number of attempted and actual burglaries back in Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire last year has led to the arrest of Jessie and Sarah Jane Loveridge, who are siblings from Dunstable. The brother and sister team focused their efforts on multiple properties and vehicles back in May and were identified with the use of doorbell and CCTV images even though they wore masks. Jessie, 45, and Sarah Jane, 50, will each receive 5 years and 3 months behind bars. In Premier League FA Cup action on Saturday, Luton Town Football Club tied Newcastle United in a 4-4 game at Newcastle's St James Park Stadium. 52,000 fans attended the lively, goal-heavy match. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.